The question was asked, what happens if a person's holding a cup of juice in their hand and they're just not sure, did they make a shahakol or not? So the first rule we have is safek brachot lakel, that when in doubt, being that blessings are rabbinic, almost all blessings are drabanan, and on top of that we have a general rule, safek brachot lakel, so it means we're even more lenient than any other drabanan. So when in doubt, you don't make another blessing. Mm-hmm. So that's the general rule we have, when in doubt, I don't make another one. But we also have a rule, that's a Gemara, that's Paskin and Halacha also, that there is an element of piety in making blessings correctly, and that would mean that in such a circumstance, one should try to be Yotze, the Safik. One shouldn't just say Safik Brachos Lehakel, but he should try to cover his bases. So one way to do that would be to ask someone else to make a shahakol and be motzi them. Ask someone else, you know, can you make a shahakol on something? Be motzi me. And then you've covered your bases. And that's called being a chosid. That's called being extra pious. But it's a good thing to do, and it's not too expensive. It's not such a big deal. So it's a good thing to do. So that's our general rule. Safek pachot lakel. Where possible, we do midat chasidut. That's in a nutshell. Now, there's something on a deeper level. There's Rabbi Akiva Eiger that wants to say maybe on a bracha rishona we don't say that, but la'alacha we don't go with that. La'alacha we say even on bracha rishona, same rule applies, and when in doubt, you can keep going without making a bracha because you don't know if you have to make a bracha. And if you don't know, so safek brachot lakel. Okay?